Welcome to the Po Politicking Show. Founded in 2008, Po Politicking is a hip-hop meets self-help brand. With each interview, we teach the babies and share success secrets with you, the listener. Past guests of the Po Politicking Show include Yo Gotti, Currency, MC Light, BG, Dead Prez, Rashida, Project Pat, and more. We also showcase the future upcoming stars of hip-hop. Subscribe on iTunes and get automatic updates of each podcast episode.
PoPolitikin.com. All right, welcome back to PoPolitikin.com, your home for self-help meets hip-hop. Make sure you go on Spotify, go listen to all our podcasts for the last 10 years. We've got a lot of dope podcasts on there. On iHeartRadio, Apple Music, 1212, I'm in place to be with my homie Shannon Kaysen, right?
Yeah, you got it. Yep.
All right. That's my homie. I've been knowing him for a while. He's the host of the Homemade Stories.
You got it. Yep.
And then I noticed you're doing a lot of things now. It says you have a show, a new podcast called The Trouble with Shannon Kaysen. And then you're on The Moth. And then you have TEDx. So you're doing your thing. So just, I guess, take us back to the day, though. Take us to Detroit before you was podcasting and everything. Let us know, you know, a little bit about your background, a little bit.
Yeah, well, I'm originally from Detroit. I've been following you since, we've been doing this for a while in the podcast thing, but before that, yeah, I'm originally from Detroit, and I came out of the whole hip-hop shop era in Detroit with on the music side. My crew was called 31, and we had songs with pretty much everybody at that time who was coming up, like Slum Village and a lot of different groups was coming up, but 31 was always a mainstay in Detroit hip hop. But through that, I went on to always exercise other things that I enjoyed, which was writing, storytelling, and those kind of things. And those are the stuff I'm doing now. Yeah. With podcasting and storytelling.
Yeah, and I remember back in the day, it had to be early. I want to say like 2008. I remember I got an email from you, and I checked your stuff out. I was like, man, this stuff really good. So now I see you doing your thing. I'm like, shit, I got to keep up with you, man. You doing it.
Nah, we, you know, at that time, it was a lot of stuff, but it wasn't a lot, you know. So I would always find, like, yourself, PoPolitikin. I found Boss Mac Topsoil. Yeah. I was looking at other podcasters who was out there who I was familiar with, you know, stuff that was like in the vibe that I like, you know, and you was one of them. So I was listening to all your interviews. So we've been doing this. I started in 2009 from listening to you and a bunch of other podcasts, you know, so it was the inspiration for me starting.
Yeah, that's why I said, that's why, I mean, I should have had you on earlier, but like I said, I love seeing, like, you know, because I know it's probably like, you know, you kind of need that motivation to keep going sometimes. So when you see other people doing it, that kind of helps you keep going too. So I'm glad. Like, I'm happy. I'm really happy to see you doing your thing out there, man.
No doubt. I'm happy to see it continue on too, because a lot of people did fall off over the years. You'll find podcasters who start and get three episodes in and they quit, you know, but it's one of them things of sticking with something that you enjoy doing and then, you know, always kind of like building it, you know, having a vision for building.
And then just tell the listeners a little bit more about your podcast, like what it's about. Cause I think it's really unique and I like how you're doing that. Like, it's dope.
So Homemade Stories is basically a storytelling podcast, but it's just one storyteller, and mostly it's me mostly. So I'm telling stories that come from life. They may be fiction, they may be, you know, just me giving commentary. So Homemade Stories is kind of like a playpen for me to do whatever I want. But once people listen to one episode and may not catch it, but then once they listen to a few episodes, I think people get the vibe of it and go like binge them all. So I've steadily been growing audience over the past 10 years too, you know, doing my show. So Homemade Stories, it's like you don't know what you're going to get, but you know it's going to be kind of in the vibe of what the taste of things that I like. And then I do another show called The Trouble, where I talk to people who've been in trouble, still in trouble, and we just kind of like talk it out. And I'm not real judgmental on people because I share a lot of my troubles and mistakes and all that kind of stuff through Homemade Stories, my storytelling, and everything else. So it's more of a, you know, just the uncovering of what happened, you know. So those are my two shows, Homemade Stories and The Trouble.
And how is the, I know you be doing a lot of live shows, how is that?
Yeah, I do a lot of live storytelling, which is fun. You know, storytelling is one of them things, it's kind of a cross on comedy and a TEDx, so it's like that in between, and it's been fun, you know. So I've toured with The Moth, telling stories on stages, like huge stages, be thousands of people in the audience, and then I do an open mic here in my city in Wyandotte, which is right around the corner from me, and it's at a small art gallery, and there'd be about 25 people there. So I do all of it, you know, the 25 crowds and the 1,000 crowds, and it's fun. It's one of them things, like once you get on stage and you feel an audience, it's addictive. You know, I got an addictive personality already, but the feeling you get in front of an audience, comedians will tell you, other people who get on stage will tell you, you know, you can't stop going on stage. That's one of them things.
And then I seen you on the Podcast Movement commercial. So how are you working with them?
Yeah, Podcast Movement, I think they started in like 2013, 2012, somewhere around there. But I had always, you know, everything needs a space where everybody who's involved in it, like, you know, can come. So Podcast Movement Conference is one of those conferences where when I go, I'm seeing a bunch of people like me, you know, on all different sides. You know, I do storytelling podcasts, but you got your business podcasters, you got your interview podcasters, you got your all kind of podcasters. So it's a cool spot, and it's been good to be involved with them. I've been involved with them since 2015. They invited me to come out and talk. And every year since then, I've been doing something with them.
Okay, I got to start doing that because that's something I don't do. I don't never do a conference and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a good one to go to, Podcast Movement. The next one is in Orlando. It's coming July.
All right. And then I see you have, it says upcoming television pilot. So what's that about?
You know, my stories, I've always felt like my stories could work well on film and on screen for TV or movies, and other people have too. So I've been optioned, a few of my stories have been optioned for film. I've also done some storytelling on some podcasts that's gone to TV, you know. So it's just one of them things. TV is one of them things you don't know when. You get what I'm saying? So it's like one of them things always, like, it can be development and then something can pop in and it'll happen, you know. So it's one of them wait and see things and constantly putting new things in the pipeline. So I got a few stories that's optioned for film or TV, and then I got some other things in the works too with film and TV too. But podcasting, you'll see now a lot of it is moving to TV. Gimlet has released multiple shows that have gone to TV, and then other podcast network have moved on to TV. But I think, you know, it's one of them things too. I keep ownership of my shows, and as a business, I want to see within my ownership go to TV as well, not just connecting with other organizations, but also looking at stuff my independent ownership going to TV and film and those things. Yeah.
Man, what makes a good story to you, as far as storytelling? What's some of the good elements of storytelling?
For me, my favorite elements of storytelling is characters. You know, when people can have unique characters, like you do you interview a lot of people, and sometimes some people are great characters. They just stand out. You know, like I watch Old Dirty Bastard, old interviews. He a character, man. You just can't help but be enthralled by the character of the person. So good characters, conflict. You got to have some kind of trouble, some kind of thing that you overcoming within a good story. You know, it doesn't have to be huge. It can be small. It can be going to get something from the store, but it got to be a journey for something. You know, so I use those things to make my stories pop. And a lot of times I always think of my stories as songs in a sense. I think of moods. I heard KRS-One in an interview once and say, he said, like, in his songs, he'll think of a mood that he want a person to feel. So I think of that when I'm telling my stories. Like, I want a person, like, I'll say to myself, I want a person to want to call their grandma after listening to this story. And I might not say that in the story, but I want you to get the feel for wanting to do that after you listen to this. So I think of those things when I'm doing my story, and it's an underlying motivation that's there that you might not hear me say, but you'll feel it, you know.
And I was going to ask you about, like, far as creating, because that's one thing. I just love creating. So how does that feel to you, like, just creating, your creative process? What are some of the things you influence you when you create?
The creative process, like, is ongoing. And sometimes it's scary, you know, because I have deadlines. Like, I got some things I got to do this week that's coming up. And I don't know what I'm going to do. So you get into, like, create. Like, I'm not, like, a real organized. I'm organized, but I'm not super organized. So sometimes I'm, like, in dread for, say, it's a week. I'm in dread for a week. And then the last day, I'm putting everything together. And then it works at the end. So I'm so used to it over time that I'm used to that process, you know. A lot of my time is filled just putting in good information. You know, it's like what you put in is what comes out. So if I'm reading, if I'm listening to good stuff, if I'm being inspired in good ways, I know what's going to come out of me is going to be good. Now, if I'm doing all garbage food and garbage information and all that kind of stuff, and what everybody else is listening to, because they got news cycles and everybody is listening to the same thing, if I fall into that rut, and ain't nothing good gonna come out. It's just what everybody else is doing is gonna come out, you know. So I gotta fill myself up with good shit to have good shit come out, you know.
So what's some of the good shit you like to fill yourself up with?
Well, I read books. Like, I read a lot of books. I read a lot of short story books and a lot of essay books, because I do a lot of short stories and essays. Mm-hmm. So always on my desk is Raymond Carver, who is like one of the most influential short story writers. But also I got Samantha Irby book on my table, and that's a lot of essays, you know. I got Iceberg Slipping Pimp over there in the corner. I bought that. But I like, you know, mixing, like, real stuff with comedy, and I got the Moth book sitting over there. That's a lot of short stories. So I read a lot of short stories. I listen to a lot of comedians. Like, I love comedy, and those are the things that have come out, you know.
Don't think, because you're a writer too, right? Or you just
I write. Do
the stories.
I write my stories. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what advice, like, I know a lot of people, they want to be writers, so what advice would you give to them? I always say if you want to be a writer, write, but I guess that's too hard.
Man, writing is hard. Yeah. Writing is hard work. That's one of the hardest jobs. People think it's more simple than it is until you try it. That's why everybody got, like, an unwritten novel, you know.
Huh.
But, reading is the most important thing for me. It's like, if I'm reading, I'm writing. It's just like hip-hop, when I used to do hip-hop. If I hear a good song, like if I hear somebody flow something well, it inspires you. So, like, if I'm reading, I'm thinking, like, man, I'm better than that. You get what I'm saying? Because I got the Detroit competitiveness in me. Like, I could do this better. So that'll make me inspired to write. So if I'm reading, I'm always going to be wanting to be writing, because I'm reading it from the sense of a little bit of competition. Like, I'm a little bit competitive, so I'm reading it, I'm like, man, I can do that better. Or I'm reading it like, dang, how did they do that? I want to reach that, you know. Like, if I was listening to Black Thought rhyme, I'm like, damn, I can't be that good. How could I get there, you know? So it's like one of the things of being inspired by others. I'm constantly doing that, yeah.
And then what are some of your goals you're working on right now?
Goals I'm working on right now. I really want to do a podcast with my dad. My dad has interesting stories. He has an interesting point of view, and he's like one of the realest people I know. And I like to just go to his back room and set up my mics and just talk to him, and then do a podcast of him. So that's a big goal that I would love to do one day. you know, he don't know it. I didn't even talk to him about it, but I love to be able to do that. He's older now, you know. He don't like nobody to say his age, but he's older now, so it'd be great to do that while, you know, while I got my dad with me. Yeah.
What's up, man? You had anything else you want to talk about? See, we kind of went over everything. You had anything else?
Nah, just go listen to Homemade Stories on all the different podcast networks or whatever. You know, I Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and follow me on social media. I'm at Shannon Kason. C-A-S-O-N is my last name. So those are basically it. But yeah, follow the stories. Whoever's listening, you know, follow the stories.
Yeah, and I did have one more question. What would you say were some of the keys to success in your life so far?
It's been being honest. Like that's been a big thing. Sometimes people try to hide stuff under the rug, or they don't share who they really are. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm real. Like, I can intuit certain things. I look at people, I'd be like, man, you the guy I put in headlocks. Instead of just being yourself, like, be real. People be trying to be hard, or people be trying to be this or that. But if you be real about who you are, that realness and that honesty, it connects with other people. People would be like, man, he's just like me, or that's like my older brother or my cousin. You know, so I find being honest, and even the stuff that I'm bad at, like, I'll be honest about it, and those be the things that really connect, you know. So I would say key to success is, like, honesty, being real, being yourself.
Yeah, and I want to say thanks, man. I forgot you got a shirt, so appreciate you buying support, supporting the shirts and everything.
All day long, man. I'm a fan. I'm a listener. I'm a Pope Politic and listener.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Like I said, it's cool, man. It's cool seeing you elevate and doing your thing out there, so keep doing it. I'm a fan of you too. We fans.
Cool biz. I love it.
All right, man. We out.
All right, peace.